Blog Talk Radio.
On Wheels Now.
Welcome to Wheels Now. Am I on? All right. Welcome to On Wheels Now, your inside look at local motorsports live from Las Vegas, January 29th, 2019. Already? Can't believe it.
Already.
Hosting along with myself, Mike, tonight is... Wait, what are you doing? What are you doing?
I don't know.
Mike?
I didn't know.
All right. That the man on a mission is Gary White.
How you doing?
All right. How you doing?
Busy but good.
Hey, same here. Busy but good. That's, the only thing that could be great, get better is busy but great. Hey, great guest with us tonight. Thanks for being here, Mr. Vinny Rucci Jr.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you, man. Nice. Got your get up on, your Speed Vegas white hat, super white t-shirt. Is that your team shirt there? The 11 there.
We're not allowed have one of those
racing.
Kate Barker gives us one, but we have one of them ones.
I'm out of them right now. The new one's coming out.
You go online and you can order them.
That's right. We're out of them right now, but go online.
Now, I appreciate you being here. We've got a great show lined up. We've got our popularity going, so we're going to see how you're going to the last ones in line. We had Pat Petrie within the lead.
Yeah. Rise in the lead. Oh, I got that. Rise in the lead.
How do we do? We had Kyle Jacks and Sam Jacks on last show. And
see how Vinny does.
Do you do it show or do you do it by?
No, we're doing it.
They're doubling up on him now.
Hey,
so.
Hey, we're doing our show. And don't worry about it.
Okay.
Show.
All right. So we'll see how you rate. We got to, if you don't know what's going on, go ahead and explain.
It's just a popularity contest.
Throughout the whole year till the end of
The way until December, the last show in December, and whoever has the most listeners gets $100.
Oh,
so you better get on that phone and start.
We may like increase that or do something along as we go, maybe make it more.
As a sponsor comes in,
right now it's $100 out
right.
of Gary's pocket.
I was going to say out of Nine's pocket, but okay.
We owe him $100. Oh, well, I guess we'll keep it. So,
yes.
Pat was in the lead, but that's because he's the first guest of the year.
Yes.
The close.
Hopefully, people just keep it on.
Yes.
We'll see how it goes. So, but anyways, how popular?
Yeah,
a pretty popular guy. Yeah. Hey, a lot of. Going on, I guess. I do want to see before we get too far. If you want some custom earbuds, you want to get a hold of Cindy at Hear Clear 725-333-HEAR. That's 725-333-4327. She'll come make racing earbuds for you. You have custom ones?
Yes.
You do? Who made them? You need them. You didn't know you need them until now.
I have them. But Frank's Radio made mine.
These are better. These are better.
A lot better.
All right. You picked your colors. You got certain colors.
I just got orange and blue.
That's standard
stuff. That's what it came with. That means it's not custom.
That's right.
That's what it came with. That's not custom. You need to get a hold of 725-333-HEAR 4327. At Ear Clear. She'll custom make earbuds for you. You can tell her how long a wire you want and
what
color.
It came with like a certain length.
Yeah.
It came with, again, custom.
Yeah.
It came a certain length. You're not telling the person how to make them. These are custom. So if you want them extra long, extra short, fit your race radio set up.
If you want them to plug in your helmet or if you want them to plug straight into the radiator, radio, show all of that. And whatever color you want.
color. That gets it. Right.
And
she
has them two different colors, so you can know your left and right ear, but you can kind of pick what you want.
In case
you. Yeah, color coordinated.
Coordinated, and she'll come to you to fit them.
Yeah.
Just so you know, the left going the right.
I
want to
hear you say, yeah, you're going to buy some.
Yeah.
Let's hear it. Well, he needs some too, just in case. So there's two sets that sold.
Do we get commission?
We'll get commission, but we like to help out fellow racers out there.
So
just like the same thing, help your dad out. We'll get to more of that, but you work with your dad.
Yes,
still?
I do,
don't you? And then
yeah.
The company is?
Grain and Sewer.
Okay. We'll get to some more of that, but I just want to throw some plugs out there. I want to make sure you get your racing money in time for the practice day and open practice day coming up. We want to see you out there. But anyways, I want to throw that out there. You should get some. You should get some. You need them. You're the kind of guy that needs them. Not that Frank's Radio stuff.
No.
I'm putting Frank's Radio down. They do a good job over there, but... local, man.
Yes. Right here.
Right here. So, anyways. So, how you doing, Benny? How you been?
Good. Just been working with my dad and hanging out with friends.
You doing some race stuff in the off-season at all? Or working on cars? I know everybody waits till last minute.
Actually,
I'm not alone.
Michael's right with you. Don't worry.
I am.
Actually, me and Pete didn't sit down and talk about racing here until later. Couple months after the whole dang dinner
right.
And everything, and I decided that I was going to take a break this year.
Oh,
so,
okay, get out of the studio.
Maybe we'll talk. We got to get a break for you.
That's
you can still
right.
Get some kicks. I'm sure Gary had talked to you a little bit, maybe. I don't know.
Huh?
So, I'm going to do two races for Pete in a bomber car this year.
Okay.
I got a late model, so I'm building a late model.
Sweet.
Just racing dirt and helping my dad on. Jobs when he actually had it, when I go to work.
See, don't that suck how that works?
Yeah.
You have a lot of money.
And no time to
spend. No time, yeah. Or you got to work a lot to spend it just to be able to race and all that. So, but anyways, I don't know. I know we're working a lot.
I'm working a lot.
Yeah. So, only a couple of races. You know which ones you're going to get or you got them picked out?
No, I'm kind of just waiting for Pete to come up to me. Okay, you're racing this weekend. I'm like,
because I noticed, and maybe it's changed or maybe I'm wrong, but every bomber race is on of a 602 qualified race, except for after the championship. I think there's one or two races at the bronze race after, but otherwise it's bombers and 602.
You're not running your bomber this year, huh?
Mm-mm.
No modified.
No modified.
I'm sorry. Permit modified.
No, I sold my left-hander from last year.
Okay.
And I got an STR and I'm selling it too, so no modifieds.
You're kind of taking some time off, actually putting some money in your pocket. Is that how it works? Money goes back in your pocket when you don't race.
No, you wonder where it comes from because you don't race.
You know, what are you going to do when you're out there and you're seeing all your buddies out there at the track? Racing, and you're gonna like Clancy, I think.
Probably will, but I mean, it'll take me to just follow it and take everything.
That builds a lot of character to be able to get away from it. I know I've done it. Have you done it? I wasn't gonna get it. He's probably done it, but I know he stayed away from Vegas for a little while. But you've actually raced it at the back. But
yes.
But have you been like? Away from racing for your full season yet?
No.
Since you started?
No.
I have.
No.
It sucks, but.
Actually, I took most of 2007 off, but I got the first race.
See? So there you go.
Yeah, I took most of 7 off because I broke my hand, so.
Wasn't his choosing.
It wasn't by choice.
He could have jumped in a race car. I've seen people out there with their leg halfway cut off still jumping around. But so you said late model. Is this asphalt late model, or are you talking super late model?
It's a super late model, but I'm planning on racing it as a late model.
Okay. Some Havasu races,
Sue, Orange Show.
Okay.
Probably the Open Copper.
Yeah.
There's a late model.
And then stop the 1 year. Because I actually went and bought a late model. I was going to build it just for the end of the year, once a year, at Vegas. And that year, they didn't really. So I was like, I put it to the side. It's still sitting there. But would you get anything decent?
I got a Jackson.
Okay.
Perimeter. So.
Perimeter. Cool. Cool.
Yeah, it was brand new. So
I think that's gonna be. I think if you run it with the Havasu guys and like you said, show and maybe at the end of the year, that's gonna be a fun season.
Yeah.
Fun race. Once you get in the championship points, man, it becomes a lot of work.
Full time job.
Makes your hair gray. Except from 2000.
Yeah, your hair fall out.
Yeah, exactly. I had stress and all that, but I don't know. I think when you step back, sometimes you actually become a better racer. You become aware of different things. My opinion.
What are you saying?
Well, you need to step away a little bit more than 1 year. What? 15 years. 20th this year.
Shows
your age.
Thanks.
No, that's cool though. So back a little bit, maybe kind of.
Yeah, I'm gonna
get the bigger picture.
I'm gonna help some people. I'm gonna help Michael and pick out some other people that are gonna race their cars for him. So.
So Michael gonna run.
Michael is in his original car.
It's all Michael Miller's fault.
It's all Michael Miller.
What's the original car?
I don't know.
That's the car I won the last race in. That's his original car that we gave him, and that's the one he's racing.
Is he still going to run for Pete Meyer?
Yes.
Oh. Wow. Maybe he'll run for championship. He actually did pretty well some of those later races, I think.
Yeah, he actually got it really good. But you also got Kyle. You got
good competition out there.
Adam Simon, so he's going to have his hands full, but hopefully he can do it.
Are there any rule changes this year at all that you know of, or not really?
I know the second to last year, Tim said he's gonna have a meeting, but it never happened to me.
You're not invited.
The rules are out and the schedule's out, so I'm good to know.
Nothing changed. Okay. Well, that's good. Yeah, sometimes those changes are good, sometimes they're not. Yeah, a lot of times the changes are good, but I don't know what. How many years have you had in the Bombers? You had last year, and then
I raced when I was 14 and last year,
and then full time last year in it, obviously, and then going into this year, not really knowing if you're going to do Bombers. Did you want to get into something else? Was that your by choice, or is that just something that you
just came along and I couldn't take a just the deal, so I had to.
What about like super stock? You've been in some good top quality race cars like not just Bombers.
Hey, maybe I'm always down for a free ride.
Maybe we can get you in a ride. About a free ride, but we'll get you in a ride. But there's so many different racing avenues you could take here. So that's what's nice about not going into a championship points. Race, you got to kind of jump around. So.
Yeah.
But is there like an area you actually like to get more to? Is it the super late models or the late models? Or?
I had a late model. I sold it. And then this one kind of came along and I was just like, okay, let's actually do it for this time. So.
Well, that'd be cool. Because you know what? Especially with Havasu, there's a lot of good
content. I hate when those cars just walk by and say, oh, You need me.
You need me. Trust me. You know exactly what you're talking about.
Oh, you're the first one that knows what I'm talking about.
I hate seeing race cars. Or else. No. Yeah. So what Dad think about what you're doing? Is that kind of back it up?
To be honest, I don't know what he thinks about it.
Yeah.
I told him and I told my mom. They're just like, okay. Like,
your dad's like, thank you. I can build my bank. No, I'm just kidding.
No.
I'm just kidding.
No.
Yeah.
Still building races. I'm just not racing them. So, no, I don't know what my dad thinks about it, but I think he likes it. It kind of gets me some free weekends that I can just do stuff around the house, so they're going to just not be mad at me that I didn't
get my trash done if you want to hit that.
My trash. I don't want him mad because I didn't take the trash out.
Yeah, I'm a little worried about you, Dad, because he's always been doing some racing stuff. What's he going to do, man? We're going to have to ask him. You're going to have to call him up, Gary.
Yeah.
What are you going to do, man? You're getting antsy.
He's telling you
that. There you go.
Facebook Live.
Let's
call in. Why didn't he come? Why didn't he come in?
Well, because he stole the show last time.
Oh, yeah.
So he's not allowed in here.
Nah.
Get permission.
I did. That was the first show.
That's right. That was the first show. I think I actually... Didn't I miss the show?
No.
No? I don't know. I can't keep up. I know. The first show, it was good to have him in because I met him before that. So, it's good to find out more about Mr. Vinny Ricci. Is he actually senior or just...
Vinny Ricci.
I'm junior.
You're junior, so...
I don't even
call him senior or what. I'm junior.
You work at Speed Vegas?
I work with my dad.
I don't know if you did part time stuff or anything like that. I know some guys do some kin stuff or
Jimmy Park offered me a job and I told him no.
Jimmy will be calling you. is that somebody might be helping out there too, Jimmy Park or any of them guys? Just kinda gonna jump around a little bit and
kinda just walk around and see who needs help. But I want to help Michael because he's helped me so much last year. So if my 2-3 times coming out the track helping him, his whole year helping me, and I'm good with that.
You know what? I think, and everybody knows this at the track, that every little bit helps, whether it's once, twice, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, or 10 hours. A little bit helps out at that track. What have you heard on the parking situation, pit changes, or anything?
The last time I heard something about that is I got the email, which
same
you guys
thing,
probably got the
email
too.
I got the email, but
there's no money going around.
And I drove out there for road course, the last road course, I forget the date, but from the tech barn over is all Connex boxes.
Okay.
And it's streets and signs. And I guess they're putting
that's
a new
great,
gate in on the side, side going towards the tech barn from the lineup,
mm-hmm.
and then the other side's just gonna be all pitting.
Could be tough.
That's the last time I've seen it.
Right. Well, that's cool. I was meaning to drive by myself, kind of scope it out, but I haven't. Have you been out? You haven't been out.
No, I'm out there tomorrow or Thursday.
I'm curious. Pictures. There you go. Pictures. Absolutely. It's going to be interesting because there's no, at least this year, reserved spacing or anything out there. So it's going to be a first come, first serve deal. I don't know.
That's what it said.
Yeah. So, it's like, let's say is that every race? Or is that like, hey, once you show up, I'm claiming this spot the rest of the year?
Yeah.
Typically, what happens once you get used to one spot, whether you pay for it or not, you end up trying there every time, but even though you didn't reserve somebody's in it, you're like, man, that's my spot.
I don't think there's no gentleman agreement out there, yeah.
Well, just can't bitch it. It is what it is.
Right.
You doing any of the... What? Go ahead.
Some of them guys will have to figure out new places to park.
Well, what's going to be interesting is at some point, they're kind of spread out. The super stock guys were here in one area, and then the late model guys were typically in another area, or super lates, I guess. Now it's just going to be all just mixed.
Everyone there.
Yep. These guys are going to be running over the Bandolet guys, and then, I don't know. Interesting. I guess we'll see. You going to try to do this thing coming up February 16th? That's
16th, I think it is.
No.
So I'll probably be there helping Michael, but no.
Not yourself, huh?
I mean, if Michael says, hey, you're hopping in it, then but nothing I'm scheduled to practice.
See, like any
anybody that goes help anybody out the track, they bring their gear. It's, oh, I happen to have my
racing everybody to bring their gear. If
right.
There,
I happen to have my stuff in the car if you need me to jump in, right?
Yeah. Not a racer if you don't bring your stuff.
Exactly. Gotta have your gear just in case. I've actually had that happen with some, this is way years ago, but they had these, I think they're called baby grands. They're like legends, but with the car body.
The ones that they almost laid in.
No. These are just like the legends. Chassis, but not, those are, I know which ones you're talking about. Those are mini, they're actually
cup
mini
cars
cup
or something.
Cars, yeah. But anyways, so I happen to have my stuff. I was just going to go check it out. I heard something was going to be out there. My suit and helmet and all that. And so I was just watching these guys with all these practicing. And they're like, hey, you want to get in one? I was like, yeah. Well, you need your gear. I was like, I got my gear. Hey, I'm ready. So I went and got it and was able to drive those for the first time. It was pretty it was different. It's like driving a thing, you know, it's pretty much the same thing, same motor and all that. But, you know, I didn't know the shifting and all that until they had explained all that. But it was cool.
Just
but I was ready.
Happened to have your gear. Huh?
Just happened to have my gear. So if you do go, make sure you have your gear. Always. So Michael Miller plans on being there. He'll be on the.
He'll be there.
Okay.
That's Michael. He'll be
there. That's cool. Well, let's see what Michael Miller's cooking up.
Not a lot.
Allowed to race, though. Did you get married or hooked up with a...
Got married.
Actually,
I was in his wedding party.
Uh-oh.
Me, Aaron, another Aaron.
Wow.
Aaron McMorrin was the best man.
Wow. How many more years Michael Miller's going to be able to race, huh? When did they get married? Was that fairly recent?
It was last year. I forget the month, to be honest.
We'll give him
hold on.
Another year, maybe?
Oh, no, I'm on Facebook Live.
Okay.
So I can look up the picture of the date. Yeah.
So, maybe another year. He might be married. Another year for
this is his last.
if you don't go for it,
oh, man. Poor Miller.
It's all Michael Miller's fault.
It definitely is. You going to do any single football coming up? I mean, you get football?
Actually, I don't watch football.
Oh, no way.
My family does. I don't.
Super Bowl this weekend, man. Sunday. Super Bowl Sunday.
Who's playing?
And some couple hockey teams.
Hockey.
You get into hockey?
Yeah, I watch hockey.
What's your hockey team?
Golden Knights.
Oh, is it? Vegas Knights? Golden Knights? How's the Kings doing? He's a Kings fan.
The Kings are doing great in the basement.
What happens? I know we're kind of getting off kilter.
I have no clue what they're thinking.
I mean, was there a lot of, like, changes?
It was just a big trade.
Oh. I got hockey, so I don't know what their standings are or anything like that.
We're going to get him to a Knights game just because it's here.
There you go.
I'd get him to an away game, but he won't go. So.
Nice play against
far.
L.A., so.
Too far.
No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. We'll get you to a game, and then you'll understand.
It's a race for the trucks, and it's
there you go.
Take them there.
It's stadium racing. Sounds good to me. So how about you? Obviously, you got a new team and all that, but how's following them this year compared to the first year? Because the first year, they were just dominant, and this year, they're kind of more of a just another team, right? It's a base night.
Yeah.
Or they...
Yeah, they do trading around and stuff, so.
I don't know. Get into hockey, because I just don't know their rules. I don't understand it. I haven't really gone, so I don't know. It's one of those things where I heard if you understand it more, it's more fun than like anything else. If you have fans come out to the racetrack and they don't know what's going on, you know, they get bored. You know,
yeah.
You got to kind of explain to them, you know, hey, this is happening. This is a qualifying or this is a heat race or whatever. What you doing there, Gary?
I don't know.
Looking for his doodle pen.
Yeah, here.
I got it.
Yeah, it's sharp.
I got it right here.
Yeah.
Every race season, he did post a picture of his doodle.
The
do that at the end of the year?
At the end of the year, so we all know what you've been drawing this
That's
month.
That's actually an idea. We're going to do some
so we can all know what you've been drawing.
We want to know what's in the mind of Barry Wyatt every Tuesday.
Yeah, during the show.
During the show. So let's see what you got.
I don't know.
your dark days and your better days.
It's really hard and some days it's really hard, right?
Tonight looks kind of light. I don't know.
You know, because most of the time we get photos in a show.
Right.
I mean, at the end of the year, I think we take a picture and show people get yodeled.
1 year? Or what's kind of
I don't know. This year? No, last year.
Some of the, if you had some, when JJ was here, they'd be like all page.
Uh-huh.
Just to pan all black.
Yeah, just kind of
bring it in real dark, heavy. No. Anyways. There's some open practice at LVMS for the Cup guys this weekend. I don't know if anybody's going to go to that this Thursday. There's free, open to the public, LVMS. You got, you know, Kirsch and a bunch of other guys coming for open practice. They got the new aero package on the you know, the Cup cars this year. There's a bunch of teams going to be out here practicing. Thursday, it's 8 to 7 p.m. They'll have concessions. They'll have a section of the grandstand set aside for, you know, spectators. If you want to go out into the pit area still and check it out. But there's that's all day. So if you're not doing Thursday, you got to go out to the track to check it out. You can also go to LVMS.com and check it all out there. So, LVMS.com. How about TheBombNation.com? We don't talk about that much.
It's being revamped.
Well, can't wait to see revamped.
Glenn's doing a great job with it.
Cool. Have to check it out. I know locally, that's a place to go to sell, you know, cars. I know if you guys have sold equipment on there before and vehicles and all that, and that's place to go locally, at least thebombnation.com. Click on the message boards and look at the links there. So sell your car stuff. You can buy stuff there too. So does he keep sale items up to date too? Or is that up to the user to?
No, the for user stuff that they
post something. If they don't say it's been sold, it could still still be posted. I saw your users out there. Put it on it or take it off or what, I don't know how your message board works. It's thebombernation.com. So let's get to Dad's, your business that you work for. And obviously that helps fund what your racing does. Say the name again, how people can get a hold of you guys.
His name is Silver Star Plumbing. You can find us on Facebook under Silver Star Plumbing. Or I think we have a website. I think it's Silver Star Plumbing. I think it's .com. Don't quote me on that.
You know,
that.
It's funny, and this is weird. At one time, you had to have a website, and it was whatever it was, Silver State Plumbing, whatever it was. But now it's everything's Facebook or the social media. So a lot of people don't use the websites anymore.
It's on Facebook, Silver Star Plumbing. And, I mean, you can hit me up on Facebook, or you can go on Rich Racing and hit us up, or we'll give you the number, and they'll help you out.
What do you guys do here? I mean, specialty stuff.
So it's maintenance.
Okay.
We do maintenances, or like get called out for like problems like, are your sinks broken, or just...
Do you do new installations also, or new...
We do the small stuff. Like, my dad really doesn't want to do
stuff.
My dad don't really want to get into, like, new construction.
Right.
He says it's too big now, so...
Yeah.
We do most of the maintenance stuff. Just trying to keep everything up from going for you guys.
I mean, what's a typical type of call for you guys? Is it, like, plug drains, or is it,
It's usually a plug drain or a broken faucet.
Isn't that a pain in the butt, or not really?
We have a ton of stuff to do it.
Cool.
Professionals.
You got work do the dirty jobs?
Oh, no. It's family owned and operated.
Okay. Is it just you and your dad?
We have one other worker that we're training right now.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's just me and my dad and another dude.
So you got somebody to bitch. It's going to be either senior or junior. Right?
Well,
no, that's cool. That's good, you know. And again, that, you know, we try to push everybody using their local businesses that support,
oh,
right?
Here we go. My mom just sent me the website.
Okay.
It's www.silverstateplumblv.com.
Okay. Silver State Plumbing LV.
And she said we do service work.
She
knows more than
me. She's
working the office or do she does all the office stuff.
Okay.
So she answers the phone.
She runs the business.
Yeah.
She runs the business.
The one.
Well, thank you for running the business. Now, you know, I know how that goes because she probably keeps everything, keeps you guys in line with scheduling and handling phone calls and
customers and
bad customers. That, you never have a bad customer. You always have somebody you have to special
attention
to, you know. So kudos to mom for keeping the business in line and keeping you guys racing. What does mom think about kind of taking some time off?
She likes it.
She likes it. She's going to want to spend more time with you and do some mom and son stuff.
I don't know about that one.
Well, you better ask her.
So, yes, I don't think she wants
to. I would love to.
Hang out, I always ask her something. So.
Well, this is a chance for you not to ask her something for her motherly love. And she's like, all right. I can go for this. No.
She must be telling.
Oh, no, it's my dad. He says, we do everything except new construction.
Okay. Pretty much just what you said. I'm with you on that. Sometimes the new construction, the margins aren't there like service. Usually service work. You're all in a service business. You are, Gary. I am, and you are. You know, the service industry, the margins are better than like new construction or new installs and things like that. So, but. Still, every bit goes towards racing. Is kind
of, a lot of it goes towards
racing. I know you're not going with a full-time run, but, you know, Michael Miller, you're helping out. Any other companies that you want to talk about that has helped in the past?
Silverstar Plumbing, Peach Companies, Perfect, Full Circle Water, Houston, it's called Dynamis. That's pretty much it for now. Till I get something else.
Now, you said Peachy's what? Aqua Perfect? What do they do? I mean, do they kind of coincide with the plumbing business?
They do water softeners or water filtration systems.
I mean, you think that would kind of go hand in hand with what you guys do? Say they supply a water filtration system, you guys come in and plumb it.
Yeah.
Right? Do you guys work together at all like that?
We do work hand in hand sometimes when we have a customer that needs it or they just need plumbing stuff. So we work hand in hand. So
okay.
My mom said, "You might be off from racing, but still working 24/7."
So she has to work 24/7, but you get to take the time off. Maybe you need to sit in the office and give mom some time off.
See what your mom goes.
Yeah, exactly, right?
I sat there once and I saw my mom turned around and like, did you get that? And I'm back there.
Snoring.
She's like, every time I actually go in the office, she just tells me no.
So, put it on the couch.
No.
Back there for you.
No. On the couch, I'll be there every day.
Only one will be in the way every day.
Well, he said he's outside looking at the one of the trucks when I pulled up. What do you think?
I didn't know they're almost similar to a super late model. So
full fabricated chassis.
Yeah, fabricated chassis. Yep.
Yeah.
So I didn't know that. That was cool to look at. So.
Yeah, I mean they're coil over
2,000
Yeah.
The best way to see them is when you sit in a seat and racing on the track. So but hopefully you get to see better later.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're all fab, you know, made for race, you know, race truck. You know, there's division, so obviously, let's say the super late models, even models, they all spec, you know, obviously keep their rule, everybody within a rule package to keep them as close to, you know, each racing as possible. And these are the same thing, you know, they're spec series. You know, you're limited on your engines, you're limited on your suspension, you know, but you can do anything. We allow bump stops and all that stuff, so you can do a lot to them. So we have a
certain type run. Have a blast in them.
Yeah, have fun, competitive. So they're really good drivers that have been with us this past year. So you're a lot of experience there. And you missed a great banquet, by the way, that we had. The late model trucks banquet was. You got to race with us if you want to go to the banquet.
Oh, yeah,
you
got to
get an invite. Maybe next year you'll get an invite. So you get an invite next year. Maybe we'll see what you get. We'll see what you get this year. So, but yeah, it was good. Oops, knocking stuff around. Gary can tell us a little bit about it.
No, okay.
Come on.
I don't even know how to get a place. Where the
It's at the Fogo de Chão.
Yeah, see.
Just like it's a Brazilian like a steakhouse. It's all you can eat. They bring these skewers of meat. They just keep coming. You ever had a place like that?
No.
You have to come next year. Ask him. Ask him. Walk up. Say, hey, how was the late model series banquet? And we'll see what his response is. I think I want to go next year. it was a great time. We had a you know, really good food, some good raffles and things like that.
A lot of raffles, a lot of giveaways.
A couple of great sponsors there. We can mention, obviously, about you talk about Camp Out real quick. Where they're at, Gary?
They're on Fremont and Mojave.
Mojave. You ever been to Camp Out?
See,
no, you know what it is.
No,
Gary can Camp Out.
It's RV. They do camper shells for trucks, RV supplies, almost any you need for an RV.
They have like two boxes.
Yeah,
what they got.
Or like a toy hauler. They got stuff for that. And,
you gotta go check it out.
Like just boxes, stuff.
Like that. Camper shells. They have
everything.
For trailers, they have pretty much. If they don't have it, probably get it.
You don't have it, he has it.
That's right. Well, go ask for Anthony.
From him.
Yeah, there you go. But ask for Anthony, when you walk in there, tell him, should they say they know Gary Rice?
No, don't tell him that.
Just say racer. You heard about racing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, anything, if you have any trailer stuff you guys need, there are RVs like that, hitches. Well, yeah, I can carry up, but you can also go there.
You go on my trailer.
There you go. Well, I'm sorry. I took all your work away.
And he just did all the broken bearings and
lights, everything on that trailer.
Is that something you guys do pre, like, race season or before, like, a busy season for your...
Well, like, when we're on the road, like, we, like, check the air, do the lugs, stuff like that. But, like, I think when we do it, like, every 3 years. Or something like that.
You're supposed to do it every day.
We don't use it that much.
I got it.
You know you're bad, so it's okay.
By my wish.
Yeah. I don't use that trailer as much as I use the other trailer, so.
You know, when's the last time I did it? I usually don't.
No, it's not a race car. It's a trailer. His race car, but he buys a trailer.
Yeah, I'll drive the car there.
Yes. Oh, wow, Mike and Moe. It's time high.
What? Anyways, the wheel will fall off. I should have done it.
Hello, Michael Miller.
It's on Michael Miller's fault.
Oh, man. So, anyways, count to all your RV needs and all that kind of stuff. You know, you can do all that.
camper shells,
utility toolboxes,
car trailers, you know,
trailers,
enclosed and open.
And open, yeah. Can he get pretty much if you walked in and said, "Hey, I want this particular type, style, color,"
and
he can usually get it?
Yeah, he can either find it or build one of the two.
Because they're not just local; they're affiliated with multiple different ones.
No, they
family.
They're in Massachusetts. I believe they have two locations in Florida and two locations in Jersey, one in Massachusetts, and three here in Vegas.
Let's see if I can do this. On Facebook Live, you can have someone talk in Facebook Live. So I'm trying to get Michael Miller.
I don't know anything about that. I can't tell you. So you're on your own. So who else is there? Reliable Banner, Mike over at Reliable Banner.
His designer is Chase. Walk in the front door, and he's right there. He's on Smoke Ranch and Decatur, right on the corner.
You know, one thing about Reliable Banner, if you do your own vinyl work, your own plotter, you can supply.
He sells supplies.
I don't get what Mike was trying to say. He goes, "I can't right now. Still the show. Well, give me 15.
How about if we give you 20, Michael?
Whatever you did, Mike must have sent something to Mike from your pocket. He said, "Can't." Whatever. Oh, well.
We're trying, Michael.
Hey, no, that's cool. You're trying to boost your popularity.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think you want to say hi.
Oh, I'm sure.
We'll see. I'll tell you next show. We'll see next show.
Have Michael Miller on next show.
Oh, that's it. Now, does it matter how you are popular? People like you or dislike you? The scale is the same. So if you're disliked by most people, you can still win.
Yes.
Everybody will know Michael Miller's on and just
proves. Oh, man. Michael Miller will start now. He'll be like, "Oh, I'm coming on. I'm coming on."
Yep, well, he's probably taking time off at the right time because this year, they bombers, there's 11 races, huh? There's, it seems like there's almost every race that they're on.
Yeah.
They weren't like that in the past, was
it?
They race every race.
Yeah, it's always.
We did 10 races.
Every race.
I want to see the breakout race.
Yeah.
I like those. You don't like those. Mm-hmm. I like those.
I like that it's
a different concept, I guess, to kind of mix it up a little bit. You know, it's not a lot of the same. That's why I like it.
I like the full invert.
I do.
That's
that.
Fun.
I like it too. I'm glad they went to that. I hope they stick to it. Full invert. You know, keeps the fast guys honest. Right?
Yeah.
But, you know, be able to put a race on, be able to race through the field. You know, that's something that we've pushed even before we started full inversion on our events and all that. But it makes for exciting racing no matter what division it is, you know. So tell us some more about your late model real quick. So you got the paint scheme in mind?
As of right now, I do not have paint screen in mind. Right now, it's kind of frame. I got uppers, lowers, and a quick change in it. That's it.
That body set aside or anything like that? It's in the paint stage now, huh?
If I get on Facebook Live, I'll show
you
a picture of it.
No, that's cool.
It's just bare metal right now until I finish wiring it and all the stuff that I got to do to get it done.
They have the inner sheet metal?
Yeah, the interior in it.
That's good because that's the hard part.
The interior, the wiring, the seat, the lowers, and the gas tank, and the sway bar.
That's cool.
Other than that,
it's just bare bones. That's fun. What's nice about that is once you get it together and all that, it's, you know, your own. It's your own touches from that point up, you know.
Yeah.
So, you think it's going to be much different and getting into like the dirt label, or excuse me, the dirt modified, let's say, because that's a whole different style race. You miss that compared to.
I tell everybody that asks me about my dirt car. I love dirt cars. I can race them as much as I want because scheduling
and the tracks are kind of far away compared to local.
I love racing my dirt car. If I could race it every weekend, I would.
We'll save your money next year and go race it every
weekend.
Next year, right? Yeah. Do you think it's more exciting because of the different competition out there, or you just like the dirt in general?
I like it because it's more laid back. You have to show up at like 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Right.
It wasn't asked to fall. Show up the day before to practice, because you know,
right.
You don't know how it's going to be. But
yeah, most dirt tracks they don't do a Friday practice. You just
you got hot laps,
right?
So I mean, I like it. It's more laid back. Everyone's, you know, there to help everyone. But, I mean, most of all, I like it because it's close racing and it's just you're always on your toes.
Well, you got it put up a couple times just. Helping other people. You ever think about taking a bomber or something else?
I bring my tractor actually a lot.
Oh, you modified you?
In my backyard. Okay. I mean, I use it as a test session.
Okay.
Every time I want to do something, my car, I bring it up there, use it,
sure.
And come back and say, okay, it didn't work this time. But, I mean, I go up there probably, I think this year I made it up there like 6 or 7 times.
Oh, okay.
So, it is what it is. I mean, when I have to get out of the corner.
Do you think it's more challenging than setting up the asphalt car?
I mean, an asphalt car is hard to set up. I mean, it depends on what you're setting up. But a dirt car is a lot more like similar end to mess up on.
Well, because you got to do like I'm assuming you got to do more track tuning because you show up. You don't know. The track's going to be wet, dry, slick, or whatever, so you got to do a lot of track.
Yeah, like
fine tuning, I guess.
On asphalt, we have all day Friday to do that.
Right.
Where we have, in dirt, we have from 3 o'clock to 2 o'clock
right.
To do it all. And it's racing.
Yeah.
So you can be really good or really bad.
That's the fun part, I guess, because, I mean, bombers are a little different because you can't really do a lot of tuning it. Anything on suspension or anything like that. I guess you could.
My dad said your call phone is not working.
No.
You can't call in.
Uh-oh. We'll have to check that out.
Is he dialing the right number?
We're almost out of time anyway, so.
You said that you're dialing the right number. I don't know.
Where's the number? 2458-4699.
No. 4854699. 4 5 8.
Oh.
Yeah,
you're
not. Yeah, if not, we apologize. You know, we're getting close to time, but hopefully he can get through. But if not, we'll maybe have Dad in.
That's right.
He can go for the popularity contest, too.
Yeah, he wanted to now.
He
wants to pick another good.
Did your dad's more popular than you?
Probably.
Yeah.
Come on.
Little guys calling in.
Yeah.
Now I'm not a JJ on
the phone. Same JJ's old?
No.
You call your dad or
stop this kid.
You gotta be somewhere else, right?
Your dad.
How old are you now? You just asking?
I'm 20. Turning 21 in September.
September?
Oh, man. And I bet you it's 9/11.
Yes, it is.
Oh, I didn't think of that.
I was planning my 21st birthday.
Oh, well, watch out.
He's 702-685-8116.
Nope. 81.
7,
is that even a number?
He said that's the number on the site.
Oh.
Well,
oh.
That's
702-485-4699.
4 6 9. Yeah. We're having some issues with these with
yes.
Now, so hopefully we can get through. So, but
let's see what he says.
No, I have to look at that. Just I'll have to. The guy that keeps that up to date.
Him.
It's actually me. So I have to get up pretty bad and see what happens. But anyways, so
that number way off too.
Yeah.
Oh.
Was that
maybe that was the first number like 7 years ago?
About